You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us for the day.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd.
Let's start in South America with the weather forecast for Argentina.
Yeah, well, one of the main headlines, not only with the forecast, but looking at past weather with some of the strong storms that developed across portions of the Argentina corn and soybean belt this past weekend, as we saw portions of Cordoba, Santa Fe, Entre Rios, even eastern Buenos Aires pick up amounts in excess of 1 inch and even some localized totals above 2 inches. Just prior to those rains, we did see very hot temperatures too across Argentina, with high temperatures climbing into basically the 100-degree level, and that was pretty widespread across the entire belt. Now, turning attention to the forecast, there will be some additional opportunities for rain in Argentina, especially as we go through this week and the timing of those opportunities. That's tomorrow night into early Wednesday. And then again on Friday night into Saturday would be the time frames where there will be some more thunderstorm activity. Now, coming up, it looks like the main rains will be developing over the same areas that picked up rains over the weekend. So Cordoba, Santa Fe, Entre Rios, they look to be the main recipients of the upcoming rains. It's La Pampa and then western Buenos Aires. Those are the areas that missed out on the weekend rains and look like they will continue to miss out with the significant totals coming up this week. So overall, again, some improvement, but we're not fully eliminating the dryness across Argentina, but certainly they're in better shape now compared to what they were just even a few days ago.
Not out of the woods. What do you think their prospects of fully coming for a recovery might be?
There's still some time here, Todd. As we look out into the early part of January, overall there will be, again, some limited rainfall opportunities. And again, it's a question of how much rain falls in those opportunities and where exactly does it fall, and can it hit those dry pockets here? If we were able to go through the next several weeks and La Pampa and Buenos Aires begin to be more involved, then that should overall limit any kind of significant issues going into the middle part of January.
We haven't recently had worries for Brazil. Is there anything developing there?
Not at this time, Todd. Southern Brazil, while they've been on the dry side the past couple of weeks, that's in the process of changing here this week. And bottom line is no red flags are seen in Brazil as overall rain activity looks to keep crop conditions favorable going into the early part of January.
We have a little sunshine and it's been a bit warmer in our part of the world. What are the expectations for change?
Yeah, this rest of this week is certainly quite mild here across actually much of the country. That is going to change in a big way as we get to the Christmas holiday, as we do see much colder Arctic air moving into the middle of the country, expanding east and south. And so that needs to be watched from actually a winter wheat, winter kill risk here with some extreme cold moving into both the Plains hard red belt and the Midwest softer, but more so of a Plains risk because that crop is not established very well here going into winter.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
All right, you have a good Christmas. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon from Ferrandas. That's in DeKalb, Illinois, at the Illinois Farm Economic Summit. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.